So we find ourselves here straight up at 10 o'clock. Welcome to Takeover Wednesday, and we're welcoming our first takeover, and it's appropriate. We are sitting inside the Julie Lawton Studios, the Julie Lawton Design Build Studios. Magnificent work that her and her company did here. Magnificent work that they do throughout the community. First, and so welcome, Julie. Let me just start off with welcome,
Ed.
Julie.
I'm happy to be here with my favorite DJ of all time in this beautiful place.
You're way too generous with the compliments. Love you so much. Thank you.
Best human ever.
Yes.
Ed.
So what are your intentions today?
Today, I thought I'd offer up a free design build consultation. So anybody that wants to call in with a question about your remodel, you're thinking of remodeling, you are in the middle of a remodel, you're having trouble, you're not having trouble, just call me. So we are here again for you, and we thank you for your donation. So please call in with any questions, but if you're going to call in and donate, don't forget that we're at the KXFM Takeover this week, and we are going to be here. I'm going to be here all hours, so you can call or talk to me at 949-715-5936 or call the donation line at 949-715-4859. That's 715-4859. Or you can go to the website kxfmradio.org and click the banner at the top and find my show name in the drop box to donate. Our goal is $60,000, and we're trying to replace our transmitter cables. So any amount you can donate today and for the rest of the week would be fabulous. So,
and I got to tell you, that consultation with you sounds like a great deal. I could charge a lot for this in person. Yes, you could. I think to myself all the time, hey, you know what? I got to ask Julie this, but no, I'd be kind of taxing our friendship by asking you something that would cost money any other time.
If you know me a little bit, you know you can ask me anything, and you know I'll tell you the actual answer, and I don't hold back. Mm. So I'm pretty open and straightforward, and I do have most of the answers for any question revolving around design and build, because after 30 years of experience in the dirt, seen it all, done it all, heard it all.
Right on. And we were talking earlier with Alyssa how musically skilled and gifted you are, yes. By the way. Not only a drummer, but you have a great ear for music.
Yes, I do. And I don't know, I guess I was born with it, because when I was a young child, before 10 years old, I started playing the piano, had a piano teacher. Then I took up the bass violin. And at 10 years old, I was proficient in drumming. So I was playing the drums, and I had a drum teacher at home, a coach. But I also was in the marching band, the concert band, the jazz band, and my own little rock band with my neighbor. And so I've played professionally, basically, in high school with, you know, groups and organizations with a conductor. So it's a great experience. And that musical career is still with me today. Right. You know, I never thought to go professionally, of course, but it was at the point where I could. Right. But then I was at the art alongside of it. I can draw anything and paint anything. So from 10 years old to college, I oil painting and drafting. So all that stuff I had in my tool belt before college.
Super, super impressive. And the more I know you, the more I love you, and the more impressed I am. Your list of songs is amazing.
It's rocking, man.
It is rocking, man. And tell me about the first song and why you chose it.
The first song over here is the Led Zeppelin song. And of course, Led Zeppelin is the absolute number one drummer of all time, ahead of Neil Peart and
John Bonham.
You know, the thing is, that drumming and the technique with the offbeat, the half beats, and the way he does it is absolutely my favorite. And of course, it's my favorite music. You know, I was born in 1962, so I actually lived through the 70s. And when I bought all of my albums as a young girl and would take my bike and ride to the store and buy them one after the next, it was Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, and the 70s music. I'm a rock and roll girl, but of course I have classical music and, you know, behind me, but blues and rock and roll, and then it goes from there. Right. You know, I love music. Music is very, very big part of my life, like my art.
It shows from this list. Let's let them hear some Led Zeppelin. On the other side of this, you may have some answers for people calling in.
Back to school, and way down inside.
We'll figure the headsets out eventually.
I can't get my headsets on. Oh my God.
What a great opening song, Julie.
It's my favorite.
Oh my God. You chose the perfect opening song for your set, your takeover set. And yeah, you're right about those John Bonham drums, man. You are absolutely just.
It's so the way to go. And this is the music I listen to in my truck every day. So if you wonder how I keep myself amped,
right.
Little coffee, a lot of music.
Right. I'm told you start listening to your own music long after you're done with the Mornings with Ed show.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm told. Just a bird told me that. So this is the first official hour of Takeover Wednesday. Julie Lawton, Julie Lawton Design Build, will answer your questions about all things building and designing. My God. So I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Can I start off with a question?
Yes.
So, we just bought a house.
Oh.
And the yard, the backyard, needs fencing, right? We got dogs, so we need some fencing. So I'm going to put up some of those. I think they're, what are they, nylon fences or
it's... Yeah, it's like a construction fence almost.
Right, right. Uh-huh. So I also have to dig the holes for it, right? I have to do the posting. So that kind of thing, am I crazy and trying to do it myself, or should I get a professional to do that?
Well, no, you should try it yourself first on something like that, because it's quite simple. Right. Unless the only reason you wouldn't do it yourself is if it had structural and engineering involved, and it was, you don't have the time. So right. If you have the time to do the simpler projects that aren't life-threatening if you attempt them, So it's good.
I could possibly do it, right?
I think you can.
So I need one of those. I need one of those tools.
Post,
it's like a
post hole digger. Post hole digger. And you can rent them at the rental supply if you don't want to buy one.
All right. Okay. All right. I think I'm in then. I think you've now inspired me.
You may need Advil, but you'll be good.
So what kind of projects are you working on now?
I have several projects, and my favorite one in Laguna is the one where the couple has, the lady grew up in the house, and it was built by her father in the 1920s. So it's a 100-year-old building.
Wow.
It's just gorgeous. And the history is the fun part. And the front yard is like a Japanese garden, and we're maintaining that. So it's just the history and the caring for the front yard while we finish the house. And I just love it. And then the woman's going to move in. She's about 10 years older than me. And then her daughters will get the house. So the house is passing from generation to generation. And I love restoring these. And again, I love the stories that go with them.
So very cool. So when you see a house that's 100 years old and you see the design of that house, what strikes you about the differences in modern houses compared to the care that went into building older structures like that?
Well, the older structures have the nominal 2x4. This one happens to be single wall construction, so there's no walls, ha-ha. But the quality of the wood used back then and then the craftsmanship, it's better. I mean, there's just a little more care. There's a time period where the craftsmanship possibly went out the window. Right. With tract homes, and maybe all the carpenters between 70 and 90 were drinking beer heavily during work. Because we find the beer cans in the walls and then their signature. I'm like, okay. So, the quality has changed, but, you know, they're just like little gems, just like the Crystal Cove cottages. They're little gems. Some of them, you know, are craftsmen. And, that's what I like, because they're the originality of the original beach cottage.
Right.
It's just, and it tells the story itself, right. You know.
Now, in your own personal house, if I may actually walk through your front door for a moment, in your own personal house, do you see things that you go, I need to change this?
No.
No.
I did it once, and I'm never touching it, because I could go on and on and on. So I did my house day one. And that's one of my rules because, oh my God, it's endless. So I have my Art Deco leather chair, and I have my darker brown sofa, and I have a limestone floor, and my walls are kind of a dark, it's like almost a cardboard color. It's a dark, like a paper bag, darker color. So everything's very subdued dark, and I have a little Art Deco influence because I like the 30s. Mm-hmm. So, and then I have my 12-piece jump set right in the middle of the dining room. So it's kind of fun. It's like, you know, combo, where am I at, a loft, or am I, you know, in a nightclub, or am I in Julie's living room? I'm not sure, but right. Yeah.
So if you've got any questions for Julie about your house or a potential house of yours, you can give us a call right here and talk to her at 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. We'll be happy to put you on air with her. And if you don't want to go on air with her, we can talk to her off air. Or you can just call the donation line if you just want to donate at 949-715-4859. And there's another way, too. You can go to the website, kxfmradio.org. You click on the banner at the top and you find where it says my show name in the drop box to donate. It's just that simple. And by the way, information, house building and design information from Julie is invaluable. Really is. As is her musical list, by the way. So tell us about the next song. It's a Janis Joplin song.
Well, the most talented, emotionally, energized woman I've ever heard sing is Janis Joplin. And her songs are poetic and she means every word she sings. So here we go with a little Janis Joplin. Like you on my own.
streets, looking good. And baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right. Now, heal me when I cry. Baby, I cry all the time, but each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain. But when you hold me in your arms, I'm saying it once again. I said, come on, yeah, take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Break another little bit of my heart, and oh yeah. Have another little piece of my heart now, baby. Well, you know you got it, shine if it makes you.
So if you're going to choose a powerful vocal, man, you couldn't have chosen a more powerful vocal.
Nope.
So let me ask you this. When you hear this song come on, do you lip sync to it?
Or I do more than that. I sing right along. Are you kidding? Janis Joplin and Tina Turner, I'm there. I need, you know, to just keep me off that karaoke stage. I have the microphone at home, and those are the two that I can actually sing with.
So every single word, we should get you on a karaoke stage. I would love to see that. maybe sing that.
I could. Yeah. I sing it every day in the truck.
Right. So, Julie Lawton, Takeover Wednesday guest, and thank you very much for your generosity, not just throughout the year here at the radio station, but for taking part in this and asking your friends to help with the stuff that we need around here by donating. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Julie.
You're very welcome. I also want to give a shout out to some locals that might be listening. Robert and Nancy England, you know, Mr. Freddy Krueger,
yes,
our favorite local celebrity. And I just dropped a book off for you from Gina Schock, the event I just did. So if you're listening, thank you for being you. And Gina wanted to gift that book to you, and we'll see you soon. But I hear you listen to the station, Nancy, so I thought I'd give you a shout out.
Yeah, I love the fact that she does listen. And first of all, I need to go back to Gina Schock, and what an amazing human being that is.
She's cool. I mean, me and Gina met and just instantly hit it off. It's not the fact that we're drummers. It's not the fact that we're kind of just nice people. We both are kind of the same Midwest values, honest, straightforward people. So we just are having a ball. In those two events we did that weekend in Laguna and LA were hundreds of people, and what a nice weekend for her to see her fans up front and personal.
Right. And you having such you're such a supportive friend.
Yes, I like to support that because I think that's important, because somebody's got to do it, you know. And I'm a natural party planner. I find it fun to do that stuff. I'm a natural at that. So I enjoyed myself. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. And in case you don't know, the listeners out there that might not know, Gina Schock is the Hall of Fame award-winning drummer of the Hall of Fame award-winning band, the Go-Go's.
Yes.
An amazing talent there. And just couldn't have had a nicer person with the book signing or better time that night. Thank you.
All-girl band, that was fabulous. Finally.
Yeah. All right, so what do we got next?
So now we have our next song, which is...
It's the Aerosmith song.
My favorite song I used to listen to way back, Time Machine. And oh my God, this is a classic. Here we go, Aerosmith.
Oh yeah, good choice. That rock is straight out of Boston.
I hope you're dancing in your living room or your kitchen, wherever you're at right now. Go for it.
That's a fine choice. Good choice, Julie. So Aerosmith and Boston comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
And the way that homes look in different areas of the country. A house will look completely different, and builders design homes differently in Boston than they do in San Francisco, let's say, or L.A. What's the difference?
The difference is the style and the architecture of maybe the area, because, you know, the East Coast is a lot more traditional, even though they have modern, but it's a lot more traditional, and there's more brick and stone. And then you go to Texas, it's a lot of brick, and, you know, it's a different because of the weather, and it's 110 in the shade. So, but, the, you know, so every region has a different theme of architecture. New Mexico is adobe, you know, right. And then the mountains is log cabins. So it's kind of fun because the different styles for the different areas. Just like if you go to Europe, everything's limestone. Right. Yeah, so it's the fun part of the origination of the look.
So the beach area here, the coastline, let's say, is there an architectural difference with Laguna to Newport to Huntington?
You know, technically, Newport and Laguna, the original beach cottages were very similar and traditional. So that is the difference. But then you get, overall, Laguna is much more diverse, and now it has different styles, just like the diversity of the community. But, you know, Corona del Mar is a little hotty-totty or more, you know, upscale and more flash, and maybe the homes are a little overbuilt per lot. But, and then Newport, I only work on the peninsula. That's back to, you know, very traditional beach cottage, and then a little modern, but not as much, thankfully. But they do stick to more traditional down there, which I prefer. So,
right.
Yeah, there is a difference.
You mentioned earlier you draw and you're very artistic. So when you doodle, if you're just sitting at a restaurant and you're doodling, what are you doodling? Are you doodling pictures of people or are you doodling buildings in the interior of homes?
It's funny because I'll just start something and usually it turns into like a design pattern because I'm thinking about something. But then I'll draw, you know, when I'm working and thinking of a project, then I'll sit there through dinner and do some sketches just for fun to lock it out in my memory, you know, so in my mind. But, you know, I can doodle anything. So a lot of times I doodle people and animals.
Okay, all right. Very cool.
It's fun. Yeah. Horses, my favorite animal, horses. I, typical little girl who always loved horses, you know, had my own horse.
Do you ride?
Yes, I've ridden my whole life and I love it.
Okay. So still to this day, where do you go to ride?
Don't go right now because there's nowhere to go that I know and know the horse because I think the dangerous thing is to get on a strange horse or be a stranger. So I don't do it now, but my sister has a partner who trains horses, so when I go back there, I ride because, you know, it's right. The professional environment practically.
Right.
But, yeah, I could jump on the back of a horse any day. I love it. But I consider a lot of things at my age high-risk behavior, including texting and walking. So,
yeah, and you're absolutely right there. So just a quick question about horses, since we're on the subject really fast. And when you see a dressage competition like that, are those cool or is that kind of a cruel thing?
Oh, I think it's cool. Right. Animals like to be trained, and training involves love of the animal. That's what people don't get it. You know, you treat them and you're nice to the animal. That's how they get trained, is the reward is the love, the attention and the treat. So that's, you know, they're not being hurt. They like to perform, you know, the same with dogs. They train, you know, you train them with the love, you know, the reinforcement, the positive reinforcement. So, right. The Western horses, the cutters, all that. I love it.
All right. I got to tell you, and I'm more apt to see something, a dressage competition, than I am a horse race.
Much more interesting.
Yeah, much more, and also less cruel, as I believe.
Well, the horse racing, you wonder some days because, oh my God, the little time they spend running and all the rest of the time, but that's seems to be a lot of work just getting around that track.
The reason I love you so much is we can talk about just about anything, and if you've got any questions for Julie regarding designing or building of a home or a project you're working on or any advice you might need, I would strongly suggest taking advantage of that opportunity right now. Call in and talk to her on air here at 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. Or you can just simply call the donation line if you like the music she's playing, which is outstanding, by the way.
I love it.
949-715-4859. What do you got for us next?
The next song we have, I have to get a little closer because Julie is blind.
You're okay.
This is the song I listen to start my morning a lot of times. It's Van Halen.
Oh,
Ain't Talking About Love. So another song that amps you up.
Actually, you want to go with the green one? I can do Van Halen.
Oh, you know what? I skipped AC/DC. I went from Aerosmith because I saw the A and I skipped. Okay, so AC/DC, the other band that is one of my staples, Back in Black. I like them all, but here we go with Back in Black.
Good choice.
I used to play this at home on my drums.
I got to hear it. Yeah. right, it's back up. Woo! That was close.
That was close. We lost power.
So, part of our screen, one of our monitors went down during that song, but we got it back up. So, Julie, that was a great song, AC/DC, Back in Black. I can't think of that song and not being able to drive fast to it.
Oh yeah.
So, Julie is here at 949-715-5936. If you have any questions about designing a house, building a house, whatever. I asked her about a fence, for God's sakes, that she, I feel totally stupid now because I think it's a lot easier than I made it out
to
be.
Well, you know, if you want to take the time to do the physical labor, it takes time and anything's possible, you know, just like carpentry and little things that you can do, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of little things you can do, but most people don't because they don't have the time or the interest to possibly learn something. But it really boils down to not having the time and then fear of injury.
Right. So let's say someone is working on a project and they're halfway through the project and they've screwed the pooch. It's like they've done everything wrong. Do you find yourself in a lot of cases having to go in and correct all of that and then redo it?
Oh, yeah. I have people that call me in emergency situations where they've finally admitted that they can't do it, or they've hired the wrong person and it's halfway complete and stuff's falling down and structurally scary. Yeah. I have so many stories from the beginning of my career where I took over jobs and straightened things out and got things in order and, you know, with the city and with the work. And oh my God, I've actually seen every scenario you could imagine. But yes, that's how my career started, because I was honest up front and available. And, I like to see things done right the first time. So, unfortunately, that doesn't always happen in construction.
So when I screw up my fence that I'm trying to build,
you can call me.
Thank you
so
much.
And I'll go over there and try not to make fun of you. Just kidding.
I appreciate that. You should have seen what happened when I tried to hang the television the first time.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So I got to share this story with you. So just putting up the 68-inch TV above the fireplace.
Nice.
But the drywall was really thin above the fireplace.
Bad. You don't have backing.
Well, that was the deal. I created a hole because as soon as I put the TV, and I thought I had the anchors.
Did it actually fall?
I did the right anchoring. I did the really serious drywall anchors.
Those don't work, Ed,
they
on
didn't.
A TV.
They
oh my God, you ripped the whole piece of drywall out, right?
I did. I ripped a big hole in the drywall. So the very first thing we did when moving in was a repair job on the drywall.
Oh my God, I can't believe that. That's funny. Yeah. So, that's backing. It's called backing. That's made with 2x4s and 2x12s, I mean.
So that's where it is now, and the TV's up and normal and it's hanging. So it's
see,
good.
That could cause injury.
So if things like that, if you're worried about things like that and not doing things like that, give her a call. She'll take care of you here on the air at 949-715-5936. It is Takeover Week. And with Takeover Week, we're hearing some outstanding music from our guest DJs, and starting it off with outstanding music and Julie Lawton.
Got to start with rock and roll, man.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Tell us about your next selection.
The next song is You Got to Turn the Screen for Me, because I am got my thick glasses on. So now we're going to go to Van Halen. Yes. Ain't Talking About Love. Who doesn't like Van Halen?
Oh, my God. This song rocks so hard, Julie.
High energy, man.
You may have all you want.
I stood and looked down. You know I lost a lot of friends there, baby. I got no time to mess around. So if you want it, got to bleed, boy, baby. Got to bleed, baby. You got to bleed, baby. Got to bleed, baby. Keep talking about love. The love is running to the core. Keep talking about love. Just like I told you before. People. Keep talking about love. Don't want to talk about love. Don't need to talk about love. Keep going to talk about love.
Takeover Wednesday with Julie Lawton. Julie Lawton Design Build, and that song Van Halen Ain't Talking About Love. Tell me about your love for the Van Halen band.
I love Van Halen because it's a high energy, and with both of the lead singers, including Sammy Hagar, you know, it's just a high energy, good feel band. It's not as good as Led Zeppelin or Rolling Stones, in my opinion, but you know, high energy, constant entertainment, and the songs mean something. So, and
do you have a preference, David Lee Roth or Sammy? That was always the...
You know, David Lee Roth is the ultimate performer in his heyday and the outfits, so no one can really outdo him on the outfits. But I love Sammy Hagar and some of his work and his own work,
right,
like Rock Candy and some other songs. But, you know, the David Lee Roth maybe had a little more flash,
right,
you know.
Right.
He was... So I know.
When you mentioned Sammy Hagar, you're mentioning the Montrose Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
So the days of Montrose.
I love some of his songs.
That was some good stuff there.
Yeah.
So your next selection.
So my next one is...
A little different.
Is a little different. So now we're going a little back in time because, again, I was born in 1962, and a lot of the music we listened to was the, you know, soul music. Right. So you got Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, just the classic era of that. So I was going to start with a little Al Green and, you know, Love and Happiness.
Oh, actually, you're up here.
No, look what I did. I'm not dyslexic. Marvin Gaye is the first song. Then we're going to play Al Green. So I'm going to go back a little bit to the 60s because there's nothing better than that era for the soul music, and every one of these songs, everything Marvin Gaye did was genius. Even John Lennon thought Marvin Gaye was the best, you know, act of the time period during the time he was performing. So right now we have Marvin Gaye, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
With the lovely Tammy Terrell.
Yep, nothing better.
Listen, baby. Mother.
So I got to tell you, just hanging here for these few minutes, I am learning more about the design and building business than I've ever learned in my life. So thank you, Julie, for that. If you've got any questions for her about something you're building, a design of a home or whatever, 949-715-5936. We've had people actually going to the website to donate, and thank you for that. The website is kxfmradio.org. You click the banner at the top, and you find the My Show name in the drop box, and you donate that way.
Well, I'm thanking everyone that's donating during my hour, and I'm just happy to be here. Love Laguna, love supporting Laguna. So excited about all the new things happening. And basically, I'm here if you have any questions, so let me know. I have on my strong reading glasses so I can see the song list.
Oh, you changed glasses. I saw. Okay.
I know. I don't. Never used to have to wear reading glasses that bad. Now I can't even walk without them. I mean, geez.
Yeah. I have to wear reading glasses to see, you know, as well as I type in like 24-point types.
Well, that's just it. I bolded everything and use the thicker Sharpie now because I can't even read my own handwriting. It's kind of sad, but whatever. I think I have glasses.
Tell us about the next song you've chosen.
The next song is the Al Green song. Now, Al Green, I don't know about you, but magical voice and magical guy. So we got Love and Happiness.
Loaded with soul.
Yes.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness. Oh. Thank you.
Julie, that soul is so sweet.
I love it.
It's like molasses just dripping all over you, man. That's yep. just great stuff. Al Green, thank you for choosing that song.
It's wonderful. I love that music and I love that era. You can't replace that era. I think I stopped listening to music, new music, after the 80s, you know, unless these guys came back with new stuff. I'm stuck on the 70s.
So we often say when we have a band in here performing live and then sitting down for the interview with us that they're sitting in the Julie Lawton Design Build Studios. And that's you did. You designed the inside of these studios.
Yes, I did.
And the live room. When Tyler approached you about the live room and where the bands play, you designed it from the aspect of being a musician,
Right? Because we had to have the, you know, soundboard. So instead of just having the same old rubber stuff on the walls, we did the photograph from the end of the street.
How awesome is that?
So it took me like, I don't know how many times to take that picture, but I got it with the ocean was sparkling. So all the acoustical panels are the photograph when you step out the door and stand on Pearl Street and look at the water.
That is just such, first of all, it is visually stunning to see that on the wall. Now I get to look at it every single day. I look over there and it makes me so happy. What a great shot. Now you took the shot yourself?
Yep. And I had my guy, my photographer, Gilder, Tony Rivera Photography, cleaned it up on his high res camera, but I took it to get the angle and the time of the day. So then he did the same thing on his more expensive camera, but that's how we got it to into the graphics. But yeah, I waited for the exact right time. It took a couple days.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So we're about to fire off the last song. I wanted to do two things. First of all, I wanted to thank you so much for being a part of this and part of the takeover, especially on our first day, especially being the inaugural person to come in here.
That's the funnest part. And thank you for making me the first show, because that was, I didn't even realize that when I booked it, because I was kind of in a rush and a little busy lately. And I was like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Yeah, we wouldn't have it any other way. If you like the music that you heard or you love the information that she gave, you can call the donation line at 949-715-4859 or go to the website, which is kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top, find the my show name in the Dropbox, and you donate that way. Julie, we got one more song, and you have chosen a great final song.
This great final song is a combination of rock and roll and blues and probably the best guitar player on the planet, and here we go with a little Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy.
Thank you so much, Julie Lawton. Julie
Thank
Lawton
you,
Design
Laguna.
Build.
Thank you, Laguna. Thank you.
Baby, I'm a little lover boy.